This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I was pondering reptiles and amphibians one day. Ms. Mosquito and I had talked about the toad species found around our place a day or two earlier, and of course we talked about toads. I mean, should we discuss politics, the state of the world? No, let's talk about toads. But a few days later, I'm sitting in my office pondering other reptiles and amphibians and my personal history with reptiles and amphibians as a kid growing up in northern Kentucky. Oh man, I gotta tell you, I mean, cool snakes, lizards, toads, frogs, turtles, salamanders were everywhere. And though I grew up in a neighborhood, there were vacant lots, and there was this tiny seep, almost a stream, a seep that ran through our yard and then across the street underground to our neighbors and through their place and onward. And as it went through my neighbors, the tiny pools and cattails and willows, they were in that little stream. Oh yeah, heaven for kids. And I was best friends with the kid across the street, so she and I spent a lot of time hunting that tiny, tiny stream. Oh, and that neighborhood butted up against farmland, grassy fields with ponds and larger streams. Oh my gosh, all within bicycling distance, right? So snakes, toads, frogs, salamanders, box turtles, snapping turtles. Oh, my list could go on and on. And I knew nothing of the scientific names, only common names. But when you're a kid, that works all right. You know, more importantly was just seeing them or catching them and holding them, wondering about them. I guess all the things kids do when you kick them out of the house, right? And give me a second. I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, okay. Fast forward to 1969, 1970. I'm taking college courses at the University of Arizona. I'm singing in a country band. It's summer in the Sonoran Desert where I live back then. And the monsoon season starts and Colorado River toads come out and start crossing dirt and paved roads on wet monsoon nights. I fall in love with that large toad whose name is now the Sonoran Desert Toad. I like that a lot. I like that very much. And nowadays, it's rarely found along the Colorado River anyway. I learned its scientific name. It was time to learn the scientific names of all these marvelous creatures. Come on, Petey, get it together. Bufo alvarius. Bufo for toad. But that's changed, so it's Encilius alvarius. And this drab army green toad, this Encilius, I mean, my God, they're huge, 5, 6, 7 inches long, biggest toad in North America, isn't it? I think it is. In southern Arizona, you can find them in a variety of communities from Chihuahuan desert scrub, Sonoran desert scrub, to grassland, to woodland. Whoa! What else? Oh, they secrete amazing toxins, pretty deadly toxins from glands through their skin. Toxic to curious dogs, toxic to not so smart humans. I love learning about this huge toad so much that it became our band logo. Yeah, a country band with a Sonoran Desert Toad logo. Anyway, I'm rambling. I still love reptiles and amphibians, a love that started when I was a kid in northern Kentucky. I hope you shoo your kids, your grandkids out the door one way or the other, and that they learn to love all sorts of creatures. I mean, bugs, lizards, birds, ground squirrels, tortoises. You know the list. Please share that with the kids. Tell them the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.